Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 17th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. And once again on this Monday, we want to bring encouragement regardless of when you may be listening to our message. Today's message has an unusual title and perhaps an unusual theme. It's titled, The Blessing of Breaks. The scripture text, one of several used throughout the message, is Hosea 4, verse 6.
My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge.
Last Saturday, I went with a friend to a NASCAR race in Dover, Delaware. Well, I can't say I'm much of a racing fan, but when the opportunity arose, I figured I'd do this at least once in life. It was just as I was told, very loud. The cars were very fast, and there were several accidents. Thankfully, no one was injured. The cars have extremely powerful engines designed to go fast, over 150 miles per hour. Less fascinating and much less talked about, but absolutely essential, are the good quality brakes each car is equipped with. That sure got me thinking. I'm confident that not one of you would venture out on the road in your car if you knew that your brakes didn't work. Even though your intent was to get to a particular destination, all through the trip and certainly at the end, you're going to be applying your brakes. If you've ever had a brake malfunction, you know what a blessing stopping is. My most memorable braking experience took place over 30 years ago. I drove a school bus to supplement our income when we planted a church in northern Pennsylvania. Mostly I drove kids to and from school, but I was asked to make a special trip, taking an adult fellowship from the Shiloh Presbyterian Church to a Penn State football game in State College, Pennsylvania. Special bus was used for these longer trips, but I received no special training on how to drive it. Now, northern Pennsylvania is very mountainous. As I was going down a long grade on a mountain, I pumped the brakes as I was accustomed to doing on my other bus. But this bus had air brakes, and the more I pumped them, the less brake power I had, till I lost power completely. To this day, I still can't explain how I was able to stop the bus without having an accident. But that experience was a lasting reminder of the blessing of brakes.
Well, let's consider today the blessing of another type of brake in regard to our spiritual life. We may very well find them annoying, slowing us down or stopping us in places where we would rather see a green light. Tragically, the vast majority are charging right through the red lights as they completely disregard the God-ordained brakes that He so wisely and graciously provides.
First of all, there is the break of scriptural commands and prohibitions. God's word has go commands and stop commands. When tempted, we do well to recall the stop commands. Our main text today states, again, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. That's Hosea 4, verse 6. This is speaking about the knowledge of God and His word. So many today disregard this knowledge, and we see our society really racing headlong to most certain judgment. The faithful church and ministry will continue, and I quote from Acts 2:42, to devote themselves to the apostles' teaching. And from Jude, verse 3, contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints.
Well, secondly, we consider the break of godly counsel. Solomon wrote, My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. It's Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. We need to heed the counsel of the wise and esteem the elderly who have gone before us. Wisdom has been defined as knowledge rightly applied.
Then there is the break of Holy Spirit conviction. That's the third in our list today. The Holy Spirit not only compels us forward, but at times will lead us to stop. Paul was intending to continue his mission work in Asia Minor when he had his Macedonian vision, where the Holy Spirit essentially stopped him and led him in another direction. In fact, Acts 16, verse 7 states, "When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to." As we walk with the Lord, in sensitivity to His Spirit, we need to rejoice in both the goes and the stops.
And fourthly, the break of tradition. This point is a little difficult to develop since many have actually developed a negative attitude toward tradition, and even the scriptures speak out against tradition at times. Well, certainly, tradition for tradition's sake needs to be evaluated carefully. But it seems that there is an attitude prevailing in the church among more than a few that different is seen as better, cooler, more appealing to a current generation. Good practices developed over years can be too quickly shrugged aside in favor of the new, without considering what significance is lost in the process. Well, yesterday we had the communion service in our church, and I'm sure it was somewhat different than the New Testament church, which commemorated this God-ordained sacrament as well. Yet, I hope there were more similarities than dissimilarities as we seek to hold true to the command of Christ, who told His followers, "Do this in remembrance of Me."
Well, today, let us thank God for the blessing of breaks. When He flashes the yellow light of caution or the red light of stop, we need to slowly, carefully, and scripturally assess the situation. Let us indeed be thankful today for the blessing of breaks.
Let's pray together. Father, it is because of Your wise, loving ways that You teach us about the wiles of our adversary, the devil, and his cunning ways. We are not caught unaware, but recognize his strategy as we regularly read Your word and store it up in our hearts. Your knowledge is powerful as it opens the eyes of our hearts. Your precepts are right, and because of that, we hate every wrong path. The unfolding of Your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Direct our footsteps according to Your word so that we are in pace with You, observing the yellow lights of caution and stopping at the red lights of danger. As we do so, we will not allow sin to rule over us. Amen.
Amen. Well, Roxine typically prepares the prayer as well as pretty extensively edits the message that I write, but as she read that prayer, boy, that is a touching sentiment and expression of faith in God. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. This is the message we have prepared for Monday, May 17th, 2010. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And if you'd like to today, and we always encourage people to do so, we enjoy our photographs that we take along life's journey, and we have an interesting one up yesterday. We're glad we had breaks. We came up behind an Amish open cart with a family going to a church service. I bet that's a sight very, very few of our readers regularly encounter on the way to church as we did yesterday. And we also have several photos from our weekend. We went to, as I mentioned in the beginning, a NASCAR race. On the way down, we stopped by to see our Amish friend in the eastern part of Lancaster County, and I had an opportunity to make a little educational video that I call A Visit to an Amish Dairy Farm. If you're interested, you can click on that. It'll open up to a YouTube video that, well, it's one of my first videos I made. The way down, we stopped by to break up our trip, Northeast Maryland, which is itself a town. It is indeed in northeastern Maryland, but the name of the town is Northeast Maryland. We went down to Sandy Cove expecting to see a beautiful sunset, but hoping to, I should say, but rather we got a thunderstorm, but I still managed to get a picture of a beautiful sight of the bay, Chesapeake Bay, off a pier. Sandy Cove, by the way, is a Christian retreat center on Chesapeake Bay. And then, of course, I needed to have a photo that proves that I was at the NASCAR race, and I have one. Well, we do suggest some music today as well. The songs are, one is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, a song called Lead Me, Lord. And then a song based on Psalm 119 called Thy Word. This is sung by the Maranatha Singers. These are YouTube video links. Well, thank you for joining us today. May God fill your heart with encouragement and give you that perspective of considering breaks a blessing.